This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you something from my childhood. We used to travel to Egypt in the summer. And in Egypt, the very well known in a specific area in Egypt that they bring this delicious mango, all type of mangoes, you know, you name it, like 5, 6, 7, 8 maybe different type of mangoes in front of you. And you pick that most juicy one, not very soft, not very firm, you know, mix between that green and yellowish, you know, color. And it just melts in your mouth. And the meat around the seed of it is so much and so nice. And I remember my father, rahimahullah, when he would cut the mango, and I know he likes mango. When he will cut the mango, he will always take the skin and eat the skin and give us the rest of the mango. And I always ask myself, that golden juice of the mango and the meat of the mango, why he doesn't eat it? We get the best of the mango and he'll always eat the skin. And one day we ask him, why do you eat the skin? He said, so you don't eat it. I didn't understand. At that time I thought he meant something, and I didn't know my dad grew up in a poor, you know, family. My dad telling us some days he will not have money to provide dinner for himself. Two couple of days will go by with no meals. So I know my dad's growing up not in a lifestyle that I grew up. So I was maybe wondering, maybe this is an old habit from the old days, you know? He liked the skins and enjoying it. Until the time around COVID. I remember I brought home mangoes, and it was so nice. You know, bought it from one of the halal stores here. And it was so delicious. And I was so ready to, you know, to get my revenge of COVID and get all the frustration of being home and in this mango. My daughter looked at it and said, wow, that looks nice. Then I give her a piece. My other daughter asked for another piece and I give her a piece. And my son asked for a piece and I gave him a piece. And I ended up with the skin. And I started eating the skin. And I had the same smile on my face that my father had. The same sense of satisfaction that he had. I realized that he did not enjoy the skin, eating the skin of the mango. He really enjoyed providing the best of the mango to his children. And that's what dad do. And I'm wondering over the years how many mangoes he have given us. And he kept the skin for himself. Unfortunately, when I look today, how children, they treat their parents, how they deal with their fathers, they will trust their friends over their fathers. They will please the people who are strangers and care for their feelings more than they care for their parents' and their father's feelings. They prefer to spend more time and quality time and kindness with those who are not related to them over their own father and own mother. I've seen children that they will listen to their spouses and disobey their parents. Children live with their parents in the same city, same country, with a FaceTime at hand and any time you can dial it. Yet, days and weeks goes by. They don't talk to each other. Even in the same house, it will go 2-3 days without having a meaningful conversation with their parents. You know, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, I wish I can go back in time. At that table where my dad used to cut the mango, and I will rush. If I go back in time, the first thing I will pick will be the skin of the mango. And if you would ask me, I said, I did this so you don't eat it. You deserve to eat the best of it. A father's tears and fears are unseen. His love unexpressed, but his care and protection remains a pillar of strength throughout our lives. I will talk specifically today about Father. Because I found that a lot of time that Father kind of forgotten. His rights, his value, the importance of the role of the Father in your life. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في حديث أبي الدرداء في مسلم أحمد قال, your father, al-walid, your father is the middle gate of Jannah. The best of gates, what that means, yani taking care of your father, looking after your father, will lead you to the best entrance to Jannah. Your father is the one who brought you to life. Allah made him the reason for you to be exist. You carry his name for the rest of your life. And if you don't like it, then you go change his name in the court. When you die and resurrect in the biggest court and the most just court, which is in the Day of Judgment, you will be called by your father's name. It will be said, Fulan ibn Fulan. It will be said, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. جابر رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن لي مالا وولدا وإن أبي يحتاج مالي. A man came and said, يا رسول الله, I have a children, I have family, I don't have money, but I have kids to care about their future needs. My father needs help, needs money. And he took something to fulfill his need. Not he took for a luxurious. He took from my money for his need. Maybe a food or a meal. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complain about his father. فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِيكَ. You and whatever you possess belong to your father. You can't come and go to court suing him because he took a meal from you. Or took a money that he needs. وفي الترمذي عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said in سنة الترمذي إن رضا الله من رضا الوالد وإن سخط الله من سخط الوالد. When your father is pleased with you, Allah is pleased with you. When your father is angry with you, Allah is angry with you. But here it's important to keep in mind his anger. If it is for the wrong reason, it will not count. If him pleased with you for the wrong reason, that will not count. It is for the right reason, for the appropriate reasons. And I was wondering why father often forgotten. When we talk about fame, birr al-walidain, we all talk about dutiful to your parents. We always think about mother, which is absolutely no problem. But I found sometimes we have this misunderstanding that, or we think just because the Prophet ﷺ, when a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu an-nasi bihusni sahabati? Who's the one who deserves my best form of companions and kindness? He said, your mother. Then said, who? Then who? Mother. Then who? Mother. Then who? He said, father in the fourth one. Some people think that that means the father is not important. This hadith is not to say that the father is not important. This hadith is to show you how important the mother is. And the mother have loved three levels above the father because of three things father cannot do. Number one, your mother carried you. Al-Haml. Number two, delivery. Number three, breastfeeding. And that's why she was three times preferred, because these three things, they cannot share it. The mother supersede the father. You might say the father spend money, some mother are rich, can work and make money. So in any other situation, you will always find them can be equal. But these three things make the mother very special. But what's wrong is to think that this hadith undermines the rights and the value of the father. As a matter of fact, not a single time Al-Quran speak about parents and he mentioned mother by itself or father by himself. They are always together. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It's always put them together. No referring one over the other. You know, those who are so nice and kind to their mother and they don't care about their father, are like those who pray, but they don't give zakat. Like those who fast Ramadan, but they don't pray the daily prayers. It doesn't work this way. I found sometimes people kind of father forgotten or been, you know, undermined his rights when the father is involved in haram things. Some people tell me, Sheikh, my father is fasiq. He's bad. He doesn't pray. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. He deals with haram. He lies. He's bad character, blah, blah, blah. I said, Ya akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and ya akhti, Allah said in the Quran, if your father is a kafir, and there's no worse sin than kufr. That's the worst sin ever committed on the face of this earth. If he's a kafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to be kind and good to him. Not only that, Allah said, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Not only that he is not a believer, no. He is also an abuser in religion. He wants you to stop worshiping Allah. He's putting pressure and making all these, taking means to stop you from being good Muslim. That type of father, Allah said, live with them in kindness. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be in their company, not to abandon them, not to avoid them, not to cut them off. Also, sometimes we feel our father are tough. So many times I didn't like what my father, I don't like your father when he is firm about things. No, it means no. You can't go, you can't stay late. No, this person, you can't go to their homes. No, you can't wear that. No, you do that. And if they are firm, and you know, I know it's sometimes annoying. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it makes sense later on time. But what I want you to know, that this should not be, whatever it is the reason, should not be the reason for you not to be connected with your parents, especially your father. Be patient. Tolerate your father. So what if he's abusing me? It's level. If the abuse reached to a level that it is harmful, not safe, you leave the house. You go to a safe space. Yes, there is some monster's fathers. This is a special case. But not just monster because he told you, you know what, I'm not going to get you a new car. Your father is not a bad man just because he said, I'm not going to get a car for a high schooler. He's not a bad father just because he told you, you know what, I can't pay for this fancy whatever gift that you want. Sorry, you have to live with the PlayStation 4. I can't offer 5 yet. Oh, my father is a monster. It's not fair. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه ما من مسلم له أبوان فيصبح وهو محسن إليهما إلا فتح الله له بابان من الجنة. Not a single Muslim have two parents alive. Both my parents passed away. And many here will share the same with me. So if you have Ibn Abbas said, if you're a Muslim and you have your parents both alive, every day in the morning Allah opened two big gates in Jannah. Two of them wide open. Same thing in the night. If they are pleased with you. And if they are not, you giving them hard time, you make them angry, you fight with them, you disobey them, you disrespect them, you challenge them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed these two doors in Jannah and opened two doors in hellfire for you every day and every night. That's what Ibn Abbas said. As I said, so many times we cannot misjudge our parents. We think that they are bad. They are wrong. They didn't get it right. You know, it's funny. And unfortunately, the society makes it so normal. I understand that. You don't understand me, Dad. Really? You don't know. I know better. You know, I said, just wait. The older I get, the smarter my father seems to get. if you get that. Sometimes we're angry at Father because he's not there. We're still connected to Mom because she's always with us. I don't see him much. He's always busy. He's working, traveling. Yeah. But I want you to know something I learned in my years as growing up. Every time I remember this, yes, sometimes when my fathers don't have my hand, I know that he got my back. I know if he's not with me today and he's traveling because he wants to provide for me that mango. When you work hard, that means a lot. So you can have the comfort life that you have. By the time you realize that maybe your father was right, that's usually when you have a son who's saying you are wrong. One of the reasons I feel father was abandoned and treated bad in a case of divorce. Immediately, you line up with the father, with the mother. And that's wrong. I'm not saying mother or father, especially if the divorce takes place. All what you try to do to reconcile, to help, if you can. If not, you don't. Even if you assume the father is wrong. But so many times you don't know because you don't know the history. You don't know what's between them. You have a right toward your father. If you feel your father is abuser in the divorce, advise them. Tell them this is not right. This is not correct. But it doesn't mean that you cut them off. Oh, my father married another one. I'm getting angry at your father. You can give the advice, whatever you want, but that's not a justification for you to be bad, to cut him off, to pray, to curse, to use bad language. And the worst, when the mother turned the sons and the daughter against their fathers. It's one of the worst things. That mother is a zalima, is a transgressor. As it's haram for the father to turn his children against his mother, it's haram for her to do the same. It's sad. When it reached that parents, when their children will be fight in the court, suing their fathers and taking them to court. It's one of the worst forms of عقوق الوالدين. يقول حسن البصري منتهى القطيعة. The worst form of disobedience, disrespect, cutting ties with your parents. أن يكون والدك جليسك عند السلطان. That you and your father sit against each other in front of the judge. I mean, if it happened, happened. I'm saying this because I've seen some cases where a divorce case, then the mother tell the children, come on, and testify against your father. One will exaggerate things. No, your role should not be that. Don't lie. Don't, you know, if there is haq, haq. But remember that your father and your mother have rights upon you. Your role is to advise, to make dua for them. Wait until things cool down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are good to our fathers. May Allah have mercy on our fathers. أَقُولُ مَا سَمَعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على النبي بعده وبعد. إن من قلة الفقه في الدين يعني one of the manifestation of not understanding religion correctly. That someone, especially righteous people, people who try to do good, think that doing an act of worship, a volunteer act of worship, are more important than pleasing their father or their parents in general. Can you imagine in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the war, the jihad fi sabilillah, what's can better than that? To defend the Prophet ﷺ, to defend the Islam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to come to fight with you. Then the Nabi ﷺ said, how about your parents? Are they okay with that? He said, no. They were crying that I left them. He said, go back to them and make them laugh as you made them cry. That's much better than joining my army, fighting with me, die as a shaheed. A lot of people think that, you know what? Being involved in dawah or doing this or doing that on the expense of abandoning their parents. On the expense of not fulfilling their parents' rights. يقول سعيد بن سفيان, not a single time I was praying a volunteer prayer and my father called my name unless I cut my salah immediately and then answer him. I'll not finish the salah. But it's volunteer prayer. It is nice when you see your son help you. It is sad. I asked about this. This young graduate, I know the future is big in front of you. I know your parents maybe don't need your money. But you know what? It means a lot. When you just make money and you say, Dad, you know what? This is $5,000, this is $10,000, this is a new car. I'm giving it to you. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me money. And there is another khutbah for those parents who abuse their role and abuse their children. But that's not my talk today. Talk about you initially do that. You know, there's kids work and make money. They have a full-time job. And still their parents pay for their phone bills. Pay for their insurance, for car insurance. They still pay for their, you know, daily expenses. If your father millionaire, father, even if he is, but it's about you as a son, you doing this as showing your appreciation to him. You should pay for his if you can. And one of the things, if you know your parents in debt, you pay off their debts. And you don't show off and you don't make it as a favor to them. Make dua for them. You know, in Sahih al-Bukhari, Ibn Abbas said that Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, Akha bani Sa'id, his mother passed away. Then he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, my mom passed away and I wasn't here to take care of her. I was traveling. I feel guilty that I did not fulfill her rights in the end of her time. You think it will benefit her if I donate something on her behalf? Qala in tasaddaqtu bihi anha. Qala na'am. Qala fa inni ushiduka anna ha'iti al-mikhraf. Sadaqatan alayha. He said, you're my witness, Ya Rasulullah, that my farm, the one who produced the most of dates, the one who makes the most of money, I made it for my mom. So that means it's sadaqa jariya. Every year, this basically fruit comes, sells, goes on her behalf. My brothers and sisters, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the parents in Jannah will be elevated and they will say, why? What did we do? They said, nothing. But your children made dua for you, made istighfar for you. And that's what elevated them in Jannah. Maybe today you can do something nice to your father. Once I got this beautiful message from my daughter. It says, Dad, I know you have loved me as long as I have lived, but I want you to know that I have loved you all my life. Just nice. You don't need to be so eloquent, lines like that. But something, express what you feel. Just say to him, thank you. The sheikh today really told me that. And if he passed away, make dua for him. And say, Allah, I want to thank my father for all that he did to me. I'll never forget that Facebook picture of a brother next to his father. And he was, mashallah, tall and the father short. And he wrote a very nice caption underneath of it. He said, Dad, no matter how tall I get, I will always look up to you. That expression is so important. Just the nice words, sadaqah. I just told my son in my way here, hey, I don't like this, or my daughter, you know. I said, I don't, this one, my opinion, I don't like it. Immediately he took it off. That's a good deed. That's something Allah reward you for it. Even though I like it. But you know what? I do this for Allah. To please them. Finally, I want to say, fathering is not something perfect men do. Fathering is not perfect, or is not something perfect men do. But for sure, it is something that perfects the men. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good fathers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good to our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah make this a blessed year for all of us. May Allah make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, and in everywhere where bloodshed and unrest is. May Allah bring peace to the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with good leaders who will keep, make us live in safety and prosperity and moral society around here and around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwalli 'ala al-muslimina khiyarahum. ونبعد عنا وعنهم شرارنا وشرارهم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها اللهم اغفر لوالدينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا أحياء وأمواتا اللهم اغفر لهما وارحمهما وعافهما واعف عنهما وأكرم نزلهما وارفع في الجنة درجاتهما يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وارزقنا برهما أحياء وأمواتا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا